Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Learned two terms in the last 10 days or so. I'm using a lot. I had another fridge cig this morning. That's a Diet Coke.
Yeah, not a cigarette.
No.
Not a cigarette.
But it's a fridge cig, which is specifically Diet Coke.
Yeah. Yeah, not just any soft drink, but specific. Because so many now...
That's your smoke break.
Gen Zers have discovered it, and when they're at work, they'll go have a fridge cig, a Diet Coke, and go out back. It's a communal thing, you know.
Now,
a break.
When you're at your peak on Diet Coke...
Like on vacation times?
Yeah, I wonder if you can give our president a run for the money, because people say he drinks up to 12 a day.
I've never seen a raw number, but maybe I'll yield to the floor.
Remember, he even has the Diet Coke button on his desk.
That's a fact.
I love that.
And of course, people say, oh, it's terrible for you. But he says, look, I don't drink. I don't smoke. This is my vice.
That's true. He never has.
Yeah. So, but let's say he is 12 a day, 12 pack a day. Do you, you think you're close to that when you're really on it?
Are you presidential?
No.
Material.
No, I'm not. No, not quite. On vacation, I think I'll get up to 8.
Okay.
And I'll have that.
So first one at what time hits your lips? What time?
Typically, when we're on vacation, I get up very early. I walk the dog on the beach, all that stuff.
Yeah, with a DC?
No, I do. And then I come back. Now it's probably 6:30 a.m. and I have the first one along with some yogurt and peanut butter. All right. So it's yogurt, peanut butter, and Diet Coke.
God, what a way to wake up your stomach.
I love it. I love it. And then within an hour, I've had the second one. You know, within a couple of, by 8:30, I've had the second one.
According to the New York Times, Biggie's correct. Around 12 cans a day
for Mr. Trump,
for the president.
Now, I bet he does start the day with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a coffee guy.
Mm-mm.
I think he just goes full on. As soon as he's up and in that Oval Office, it's hitting the button. Bring me my first.
Well, I had the first one today on the way in. I always do at like 3:45. That's when I have my first.
You crack it before you start the car, or after after you're on the main roads, on the back roads?
Main roads.
It's always the same place in the trip.
Yeah, main roads, because I like to delay gratification. I like to challenge myself.
That's what everybody says about you.
See if I can test myself to make it to the main roads. It's difficult. It takes about 3 minutes to get there.
And ooh, then a whole three.
Finally, I get there. That's right.
You were made of stronger stuff than most.
You're right. You're right. Now, on the beach, I would have 4. So that puts me up to 6. And then that night, I'd have, of course, one for dinner and probably 1 or 2 more just before bed.
So nightcapping?
8 or 9 as a nightcap. But now when I'm back here working, it's 1 at 3:45 in the morning, another when I get home about 1:30, another one right on top of that. And then at dinner is my 4th and sometimes a nightcap. So I'd say 4 to 5 every day.
Okay. What's the most satisfying one? Is it the once you get home from work and gym?
That's it. Yep.
I'm
done with the gym. I've earned it. You know, I've worked here.
You put in the work.
I've done this this mess here for a couple of hours. Then I go to the gym. Then I get home and I say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Give it to me. I've earned it. And if I want a second one, I'll take it.
At least with our schedules, I find lunch to be the most satisfying meal of the day.
Me too.
It's not dinner. Dinner, I'm like, I could probably right now, especially just skip dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care about it, but something about having lunch when I get home, it's like, okay, let's relax.
Over.
Yeah,
over.
Let's relax and
work
enjoy lunch.
Over, work day's over. Now it's just...
By evening, I'm already getting back in the
the
mindset, like, oh, I got to see them again. Oh, sorry, I meant I got...
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
So I have about, I'd say, 4 to 5 fridge cigs every day, but on vacation, 8 to 9.
Okay.
Not to the president's level. No, he's at... A dozen. Now that's just overkill. That's too much. It's not good for you. And I'll read one article that says, oh, whatever you do, stop with your fridge cigs. It's killing you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get off them. I'll stop cold turkey probably in another week or so. And then I'll be miserable and you all will hate me.
Yeah, we'll put another dry erase board up.
That's right.
Your wife will do her best to keep it going.
She bought another 24 yesterday.
Of course.
There's 100 in my house. There's 100.
Yeah.
Every time I come in, there's a pallet of Diet Coke on the counter.
She's going to do her best, but we know at some point you'll fight it.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll sit till sometime in September.
Does your wife passively aggressive say basically, oh, can you put those in the fridge?
A lot of
the entire case?
Sometimes she'll leave them in her car and she'll say, I couldn't carry that in because they're from Sam's or Costco and they're heavy. And she'll go, would you mind? Well, we sure.
I'm strong. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
And there you are staring at them.
You know what we need? Laundry fridge. Don't have it right now. Got to keep pumping them into the regular fridge instead of the laundry fridge. Casey Steve says, leave it to Chris Kelly's broadcast genius to do a segment on living poor, followed by, I need a laundry fridge.
Yeah, that's true.
My laundry
fridge. You were touting your poor habits. I steal napkins.
I do steal napkins.
That's loon behavior, really.
I do. I've got napkins in the car for years. I always take a few extra napkins.
Yeah. I think that's something from your parents. I have tissue and napkins and wipes and things in my car that I don't ever use, but it's like I was just so ingrained. And my mother still to this day keeps all that stuff loaded in her car.
Does she have a container of Windex and a roll of paper towels? My dad always traveled with Windex and paper towels in the car.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't shock me if she has like Windex wipes or something or Armor All wipes.
Yeah, wipes weren't around then.
The wipes are nice.
Oh, yeah.
I have a ton of, but sometimes I need them now. Except once in a while, I'll have a yogurt and peanut butter in the car. Mm-hmm. So then you get it on your shirt or whatever. Or your
dash.
Your pants.
Your shifter.
So then and that peanut butter can
be. That's not what's messing up the air conditioning, is it?
God, I hope they don't find that.
Could be.
Is it possible if we found.
Or would that mixture sealed up the leak?
Maybe that's why it's running so well right now.
You know, my mother will keep a whole box of tissues. Like Kleenex in the
full
car.
Full size.
Yeah.
And if I go to get in, I'll just sit down and I'll sit on it and crush it. She'll be like, I just bought that box.
Boy, that's the end of those.
Oh, yeah, they're done. Yeah.
There's no saving that.
And I'm like, well, why don't you put them behind your seat? Nah, I need them on my front seat. Just crush it. Just throw it away. I'll buy another.
That's it. That's right. The other term I just learned was Leroy Jenkins.
Yes.
Mentioned this way earlier.
Now, this is new to us, not new to most.
This is what Chris Dim had the question was, see, I was playing pickleball and I had a new partner and I said, okay, let's do this. And he goes, we're going to do it like Leroy Jenkins. And of course I had no idea what he meant. So I was like, yeah, we are, not knowing, had no idea what it was. Turns out it's from a video game played 20 years ago where they were all making plans to go in to storm a castle. And then one guy went rogue and went on his own.
I'm coming up with 32.33 repeating, of course, percentage of survival.
Well, it's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
That's it. Did he say guns up?
Leroy.
Before he said that?
Maybe
he says guns up. I can't.
So Chris Dim says, how long do you think he had that in mind?
Leroy!
I feel like he planned it. I feel like
he had to have.
I don't think he just did that on the spur of the moment.
And where is there? Are there Leroy Jenkins out there? There must be.
Oh, sure. I feel like that's probably a somewhat common name.
Leroy Jenkins.
Now I feel like I'm going to say it all the time. Like when I go do something.
Oh yeah.
Let's go do it. I mean, those are the new terms to me this week.
Yeah.
Leroy Jenkins.
We're helping.
Yeah. Leroy Jenkins and Fridge Sig. I mean, if I go in for...
You were ahead on Fridge Sig. Yeah, you were the first one I heard that. Now I see it popping everywhere.
Many articles on that. The young people love to call a Diet Coke a Fridge Sig.